Welcome back inside the On Deck Show as we get set for the Shuckers and the Clingstones. It's time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and as always on Fridays, we're joined by Shuckers manager Mike Guerrero. Skip, appreciate the time.
Thank you, David. A pleasure being here.
How about last night? Finally getting the win and snapping that seven-game skid. Certainly has to be a good mood in the clubhouse today.
Well, you know, it's always a good move when you win a ball game. I think the guys has, you know, has been a lot of ups and downs on that, I will say, tough road trip, and then come back and you know, we play much, much better at home, and we has played much better at home. But I do think we see flashes on the kids that there's a lot of learning curve on this team, but there are flashes, and to understand how the game is played. And like I said, you know, gonna take a little while for everyone to learn, and you know, once they figure it out, they're gonna be fine.
You talk about those flashes, and we've seen a lot of that from the offense in terms of the big innings as well. How much are you proud of how this team has taken advantage of mistakes, whether it's errors, whether it's misplayed balls, and turning that into runs in big innings?
Well, that's how the game is played in the higher levels. They take advantage of extra outs, mistake that the other team does, and you know, and capitalize on those ones. I do think that there's a lot of area to grow. But, you know, it makes you feel that they have the skills and the capability of go out there and put up a big number any time. So that gives you a little, that's a refreshment. But this thing is going to be a lot different as it goes, and as they get a little more experience. And I do think that the ability, that they have is going to show up especially in the second half.
Talking about a guy like Blake Burke, who was just named the Brewers Minor League Player of the Month for April today, he's a guy who really seems to come into this year as a guy who knows just a little bit more about that league with that experience. What have you seen from him, especially as we head into this week and he's seeing teams for the second and third time?
Well, I think, Burke is... with him flashes what he can do defensively, offensively. He's well rounded as a player. There's a lot of growing up to do, and a lot of polishing, I will say. But I think we love what we see, and as he learns how to do things, not forcing it, but learn how to do it the right way, everything's gonna come. I think offensively, we've seen flashes what he can do with the bat. We just need to get a little more consistent out there.
You talk about the defense. What has that athleticism been over like there at first base? Because it's not often you see a guy who's 6 foot plus, 250 plus, making those types of plays.
Well, you know, that's what I'm talking about. Is defensively, he doesn't move like slow like people will think. He's actually really athletic for his size, and you know, he works hard at it, and you know, and he takes pride on it. I really enjoy seeing him play, and as he learn more on his ability, I think that he will be improving all those little areas that we have a big focus on it.
And then with the athleticism, it almost seems to make the entire infield better with how much he can pick the ball over there at first. Does that take a weight off the other guy's shoulders in the infield, knowing that they have a guy over at first who can really pick anything they throw?
Well, you know, an old man told me one time that for you to win a Gold Glove, you better have a really good first baseman. He makes everyone better, and that's what he does. You know, having someone that you can throw the ball and don't have to think about throwing it, and you know that he can bail you out sometimes, is, you know, you actually have a little more freedom to make plays and run safe, you know, save some runs out there.
Eduardo Garcia in center field for the first time this season last night. What does he bring to the ball club out in center?
Well, you know, Eduardo is a really athletic ball player that can play anywhere in the infield and anywhere in the outfield. You know, this is part of his tool set, and we wanted to, you know, experience all that. That gives you know, the freedom, probably in the higher level, that he can go out there, and that will give him a lot more opportunity to keep developing the right way.
Also gives a couple guys some opportunities in the infield in the lineup, because that now allows you to play Mike Bovee at third and Eduardo Garcia in center. Do you think it opens up the lineup a little bit more to get some guys some at-bats?
Well, I think anytime you have the ability to play different position, you know, it gives you an opportunity to continue growing in baseball. When you are able to play multiple position and good, you know, not just stand out there, but he can play to a higher level, all position that he plays. It gives the freedom, not just for him, but for the future, you know, to really count on him when the necessity comes.
Well, Mike, you appreciate the time. Thank you so much.
I appreciate you.
We're back after this on the On Deck Show.